Chapter 4. The Special Stick. Mickey went again to see the North Wind. He bent his head and spoke quietly. "Great North Wind, protector of the ice and snow, I ask for your help. My father is gone. Our food is gone. Our furs are gone. I have come to make peace with you, so that you will not take anything from us again. Little one, it was not I who took those things from you," said the North Wind, "but I will help you find out who did. Here is a special stick. The person who took your things will surely try to steal this too." "But who would steal a worthless stick from a small boy?" asked Mickey. "You shall soon see. When the thief tries to take the stick, say, 'Stick, stick, do your work.' Then you will get back all the things that have been taken from you." "That would be the greatest gift you could give my mother and me," said Mickey. "Thank you, North Wind, for your kindness." Mickey took the stick from the North Wind and left. By the time he came to his uncle's home, he was very, very tired and extremely cold. The two friendly dogs came running to him as if he were their master. "Get down," the uncle called to the dogs. "What do you want, boy? You are exhausting me with your visits." "Uncle, may I stay the night with you one last time?" asked Mickey. "Very well. You may stay because you are my brother's son," said the uncle. "Here, let me guard that stick for you."
"Thank you, uncle," said Mickey, "but I will keep my stick close to me if you don't mind."
"Very well," said the uncle. "Go to sleep and be gone first thing in the morning." Mickey went to bed without a meal or a blanket. The dogs lay near him to keep him warm. Mickey closed his eyes, but he couldn't sleep. His uncle was acting so strangely. Why would he want to guard a worthless stick?